RadioSportsNetwork.com, and it's kind of hard to believe the fall season is coming to a close or getting close to close. Hopefully, Luxembourg Casco cross country runners have a few more races in them. They'll have another one at least this Saturday. We're joined by head cross country coach Katie Wagey. And Katie, first of all, congratulations to both of your squads for finishing second, qualifying as a team. And the first thing that I have to ask you a little bit is this obviously looked a little bit different from other sectional or state meets or really any big invitational doing the two separate starts. How did that kind of affect your team a little bit, knowing that they ran second and they may have not had a chance to watch how the first wave went?
You know, there was some changing up that happened right before, a couple days before. So we lucked out. Southern Door dropped, Sturgeon Bay Head dropped, and Kewaunee dropped. So we were able to contact WIAA, and we were actually able to run one race for both squads, which was really great because we didn't have to kind of wonder what the other times were going to be and what those other groups were running. So we definitely lucked out by having only six schools instead of the nine that were supposed to be here. So we were thankful that we only had one race and we could all compete at one time.
Well, thank you notes, I guess, go out to those schools. Obviously, we wish that they could have competed, but obviously it sounds like things went well. And how, you know, with this being on your home course, I think the thing that I would automatically kind of go back to as well is that for a lot of your seniors, this may have been their last time racing on this course. And what were some of the emotions after the race, especially knowing that they were able to accomplish what they could on that course?
You know, it was fantastic. We, thankfully, our senior girls, we don't have any senior girls this year on the varsity squad, so we didn't have to worry about that. But our boys have been so key and really clutch for us, especially in this race. And, you know, Logan Caston and Tanner Alstein have had really fantastic racing careers for us. And they were so excited to race, as you said, at their home course. It's such an important event for them. And both of them really pulled off really significant races. They passed two Chilton boys right at the end to secure our spot to sectionals. So they were really ecstatic and exhausted when they finished, but just really happy in that moment. And continuing over the next couple of days to talk with them, just so excited about the race and everything that happened there. But being able to finish, you know, on a course that they're so familiar with and in front of their family was really great.
And sticking with those seniors right now, how have they kind of handled the twists and turns that this season has kind of drawn to them as we get to, you know, for the most part, just a couple practices and a couple meets to go?
Yeah, you know, our seniors have been really great this year. As coaches, we felt a little bit bad because it has been such an odd season. But we were just so thankful that we were racing at all. And I think that they embraced that idea of it's better than nothing. You know, and it is what it is this year. So they were really good, being really positive about whatever we could race was going to be better than nothing. So they've been really great about that. I haven't heard any of them complain about the season and not having enough opportunity just because we knew that other schools weren't getting the opportunities that we were. So they were just really thankful.
Spencer Theory and Sophia Milizova, your top boy and top girl from Tuesday's meet, and mm-hmm. and talk about how their performances maybe really impressed you in a very competitive subsectional.
Absolutely, and it really was very competitive. Spencer has been a powerhouse for us all year. He's basically led us, you know, for the last two seasons. Really good work ethic. Keeps pushing himself. He always wants to be better than what he is. He is a fantastic practice runner as well as a racer. And so his mindset has always been, what do I need to do and how do I get there? What can I do to improve my times? And we've asked him, you know, okay, you got to go run with those really fast kids, those kids who are going to challenge you in these races especially. And he has definitely lived up to that. And again, we were thankful that at this past competition that we were able to run with some really fast kids all in one group. Otherwise, you know, it would have been a lot more challenging for us to move on as a team, but him as an individual as well. Sophie Malezova has been fantastic. She's just a freshman. She's just trying to figure it out. I think it's starting to click. Megan Vandermist has been our lead runner all season long, and they basically finished together. Sophie is coming into her own, and Megan is being a fantastic leader. Struggled a little bit on this race in particular, but we're definitely looking forward to seeing both of them moving up and improving those times tomorrow on Friday at our sectional. So really great kids, very impressive that they are able to work together. And again, both of those girls, really strong practice runners as well, really willing to take direction and make improvements.
And you mentioned being able to race in one big group, especially for Spencer Theory and the boys. Looking at the times, Valder's, they were all, I think, sub-17 or somewhere in that neck of the range.
17 and a half, yeah, they're all under 18.
How does that really push your team to really excel?
It definitely does. We know that Valder's is, you know, very likely going to win state again, as they have the last several years. So we know that giving our kids the opportunity to race against that gives not only our kids some good targets to try to hit, but also that competition and that confidence that they can hang with kids who are that fast. So really loved that. Same thing, and it's interesting too, because we always joke around at practice, what's Chilton doing? How many push-ups are they doing? And so on Monday, it was, how many push-ups should we do today? What's Chilton doing? You know, and it's in our minds, whatever they're doing. And so Coach Colin LeGrave was like, we're doing 22 push-ups. And we're like, that's why we have to do it, because Chilton's doing 20 or 21. And it was so funny because, you know, we beat Chilton by those two boys. And so we're like, it must have been the push-ups, you know? So having that competition and that friendly banter is really good. The girls have just been really solid, I think. And even seeing, you know, the Two Rivers girls are very fast as well. Both of them were in the mid-18s, and that was just phenomenal times. And so we are saying to Megan and Sophie, keep them in your sights. Don't try to race with them, because that's way too fast for you to go out, but keep them in your sights and be confident that you can run with people who are faster than you. So.
And then for your sectional meet, you'll head to Kettle Moraine Lutheran. And how does that course maybe compare to, you know, more familiar course like what you ran at Northbrook Country Club?
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a challenge just because we haven't been on that course. We've never seen it. The Valder's coach did give me some heads up. He's like, you know, it looks deceptive. It looks like it's going to be flat. But he indicated that there are some hills that kind of bump up between the sections of the different fields. So that was good. We are watching like a video. They did put out a video of the course so that we can kind of at least see what it looks like from a running perspective. It will be different just because we haven't seen it before. But I feel like our kids have had that kind of happen a lot this year. We've been at new courses because of only competing with other conference schools, and the kids have really done well at new courses. So I really kind of just embracing, well, I just got to run fast. I just got to, you know, make the best of looking over the course map, and when we're walking the course, paying attention to what's going on there and where I can see little places to make moves. So I feel like they'll be okay with the new course. You know, they should be pretty adaptable to it.
And what are the magic times for when the boys start and the girls start?
So the girls are starting at 4:15 and the boys race at 5. So we have a little bit of time. The course opens, I think, for viewing at 2:30 for teams. So we will definitely get down there. It's one big loop. So it definitely will take a little bit of time to walk and really get familiar with. But we're excited to get down there. The kids are really excited to race tomorrow.
And you know, on the WIAA website, they're saying that sectionals is on the 24th. So this one actually got moved up a day.
Yeah. So when they were trying to find hosts for both subsectionals and sectionals, we were actually slated originally to host sectional this year, and we were going to host on Friday the 23rd. But you know, with everything going on, they were having a hard time finding schools to host. And so they had opened it up and said either, you know, Friday or Saturday. And so Kettle Moraine said, we want to do Friday. It's a little bit of a fast turnaround for us, racing twice this week on Tuesday and Friday, especially for such important races. But that's just the way it worked out, and our kids are definitely just ready and excited to go. So,
Luxembourg Casco head coach Katie Wagey, well, good luck to the teens. We hope that you have a ticket punch the state after tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
I'm Tim Coles for the new Radio Sports Network.